Nemo, South Dakota lies about 20 miles northwest of Rapid City, but it takes more than half an hour to drive there. The slow trip is worth it. Nemo Road winds through some of the most beautiful scenery in the Black Hills. In the summer, Nemo is hopping. It's home to the Nemo Guest Ranch, a collection of cabins and vendors housed in buildings built 129 years ago for other purposes. The former train depot is now a bar and restaurant. The infirmary and the schoolhouse are now guest cabins. The former Hearst Mercantile is still a store, and in it is an outlier, a Nickelodeon brought to this place by a couple who left Las Vegas in 2006 to find fewer people and more tranquility. SDPB's Victoria Wicks traveled to Nemo to find out more about the musical instrument and the man who brought it with him.
Troy Say demonstrates the volume control on his Nickelodeon. If you want it louder, you open the leaded glass doors.
That's half volume. That's full volume. You may turn it down.
The Nickelodeon is a player piano with several other instruments added to it. And as you've probably guessed by now, a little of this music goes a long way. Troy Say suggests we sit on the porch at the side of the store for a quiet place to talk. But even without the Nickelodeon, summer isn't silent here. The engine rumble of four-wheelers and motorcycles is a constant. Winter is a different story.
I winter a lot better than my wife. She don't winter as good as I do. We got snowed in here in 2013, and I love it every minute of it. We were out of power for a week. We had plenty of kerosene, plenty of water. Well, our well wasn't working because the electric was off, but you can go out and scoop up some snow, and we had plenty of wood, plenty of food, plenty of kerosene. We were doing just fine. And then my wife wants me to hook up the generator. I said, what do you want to do that for? She says she wanted a refrigerator going. I said, well, just put your food in a cooler and stick it in a snowbank. Yeah, she didn't. That went over like a lead balloon.
Troy and his wife, Willie, moved here from Las Vegas.
You ever hear of Siegfried and Roy, those magic guys?
Yeah.
I built their illusions for about 10, 11 years, and then I was a stage manager of the Lido di Puri for a while. The last 16 years I was there, I worked at the Excalibur Hotel in nighttime, and my wife was the barn manager. She took care of 32 head of horses there. And in the daytime, I worked at UNLV in the theater department, teaching kids how to build props and scenery and illusions and stuff like that.
Say lived and worked in Las Vegas for 42 years and watched it change in ways he did not like.
We had a house that was 5 miles away from the Excalibur Hotel out there in Paradise Valley, and it took 12 minutes to get to work. Then it took 20 minutes. Then it took 30 minutes. And then one day it took 45 minutes to get that 5 miles. So that's when we decided it's getting too crowded here.
That was about 2002, 2003. Willie started looking online for a new adventure and found that the Nemo Guest Ranch was for sale. The couple came to look at it in 2004.
And I started recognizing things because when I was a little kid, my dad was a professional rodeo guy and a rancher, and he was a Marlboro man. And he used to rodeo up here and right down about a half a mile down the road at the Oxyoke Ranch. He used to rodeo with Casey Tibbs, and my uncle was Ronnie Ross, and he was a world champion bull rider in 61 and 66. And my dad didn't ride bulls, but he rode calf roped and bulldogged.
The rumble becomes distracting, so Say suggests we take his vehicle over by Box Elder Creek, which runs through his property. As we pull away from the parking space by the store, he points ahead to a dugout in the side of a hill.
That used to be an old potato shed back when the sawmill was here. This was railroad tracks right here. And that, where it says opening, that was all loading dock there on the restaurant. And then previous owners moved the loading dock and put walls around it to make the restaurant and the kitchen bigger.
With Box Elder Creek gurgling in the background, Say tells the story of the Nickelodeon, custom-made for the Excalibur Hotel. When it stopped working, it was stored in a basement for 12 years. But when MGM Grand bought the Excalibur, the instrument was brought back up and kept in a hallway.
And I walked by that piano for 3 or 4 months because I was going backstage. I worked at King Arthur's Tournament.
Say wanted that Nickelodeon, and he says he bugged management until they held a 24-hour auction just among employees. Say put in a bid of $350 and then went to work.
There was somebody watching the auction for me, and they called me backstage and says, somebody bid $500. I says, man, I got a queue. I can't talk. Just outbid them. And then I hung up the phone. So I was sort of sweating at the whole show because I didn't tell him what to stop at. So after the show was over, I ran up there, and he says, calm down, you got it. I says, okay, we got it, but what did it cost? He says, well, the old boy bid $500. Then right under that, I put $501, so we outbid him by $1.
The Nickelodeon's current song list includes the Beatles tune, When I'm 64. Troy Say is 64 years old. Coincidence? Of course it is. But that song's lyrics do include words he lives by. I could be handy, mending a fuse, when your lights have gone.
We knew that there was 3 lifetimes worth of work here. Because when you got 20 buildings that are 129 years old, there's something needs to be worked on all the time. I said, you know, this is a good deal because I can't die because there's too much work here to get done.
Say has a lot of plans for this place, including finishing a hillbilly bathroom with a grease gun for a soap dispenser, a mason jar light fixture complete with fake strawberries, and a shower that involves a watering can and a corn cob on a rope.
People retire, they get fat and start getting health problems, and then they die. I'm going to die on the having fun. See, I don't think work is work. I think work is fun. People ask me if I was going to retire when I come up here. I says, no, I'm just changing environments. I love the Four Seasons. I love this country, and I don't ever want to leave here.
Troy Say says in this new gig, just as in the one he left behind, he meets people from all over the world, and he ticks off a few countries whose citizens have found their way to Nemo: Australia, France, England, and Mongolia. He still sets the stage, so to speak, for diverse visitors, but here, when he commutes to work, he just takes a few steps. And when he wants a bit of Las Vegas, he puts a quarter in the slot, listens to the music, and watches the colored lights flash. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in the Black Hills.